With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Pursuing his latest shuttle diplomacy mission in the Middle East, Secretary of State Blinken is in the United Arab Emirates and will travel to Saudi Arabia next. He's due back in Israel tonight, hoping to keep the Israel-Hamas war from expanding into a wider regional conflict. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains in the hospital amid controversy over why the Pentagon kept his hospital stay under wraps for days, not telling high-ranking Biden administration officials or Congress. Congressional leaders agree on a huge government funding bill, which could avert a partial government shutdown.
In a letter to colleagues, Speaker Mike Johnson revealed that the deal would set the federal government's discretionary spending at a maximum level of $1.59 trillion. The speaker noted that the figure would include $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense spending. According to Democrat leaders, the final top line would also include an additional $69 billion in non-defense discretionary spending, bringing the total to nearly $1.6 trillion. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the first American lunar lander in more than a half century is now on its way to the moon. The privately owned lander was set aloft early today from Cape Canaveral, hitching a ride on a United Launch Alliance rocket.
Two good SRBs, hitting peak pressure on the SRBs. Everything looking good.
The play-by-play, courtesy of NASA, the lander due on the surface of the moon by late next month. Federal investigators will be examining a piece of a jetliner that broke off while the plane was in flight over Oregon last week, prompting an emergency landing in Portland. No one was hurt. On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures are mixed. Dow futures down 162 points, NASDAQ futures up 12. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In a surprising move, Denmark has joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is the wrong approach and not effective in addressing either security concerns or the underlying hatred experienced by religious communities. This is SRN News. Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach in all those years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. Both President Biden and former President Trump supported importing medications to help lower costs. John Scott reporting.
New Mexico's Supreme Court slated to hear arguments today over Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's emergency orders restricting people from carrying guns at public parks and playgrounds in the state's largest metro area and addressing gun-related violence as a public health crisis. Again, on Wall Street this hour, Dow futures down 171 points. More details at SRNnews.com.